what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me play this real quick from True Noblest.
True-Noblest.com. Let's go. Hey, stay fit, stay motivated, stay focused. Quality over everything, True Noblest. If you're looking for a brand that's the dopest, something that you can rock, you'll look the coldest. T-shirts, beanies and hats, sweatshirts, even hoodies with a tank to match. You can wear it at the gym or when you run on the track. Need to check the website, yeah, I'm telling you facts. Hey, True Dash, Noblest, got you looking good, you know this. Take a picture, I mean right now. It ain't just a brand, baby, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, True Dash, Noblest, quality over everything, yeah.
True Noblest. That's right. Get your gear at True Noblest. So what's up, man? We're here. I'm Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We were off last week, but we're back, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely co-host we have over here, looking real fly, looking real sexy. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, Tariq. Welcome back. I'm excellent. I'm happy to be here, y'all.
She's nice and fake today.
Welcome back.
That's not fake. I'm happy to see you.
That's how niggas talking white corporations. Hi, I'm glad I'm being promoted. Thank you. I'm gonna bring some Rice Krispie treats to the company picnic.
I'm being promoted. Y'all heard him. I'm being promoted.
I got a promotion voice. My God.
I'm happy to be here, you know?
And over here, we got in the, like I said, the Hillman University sweater.
I'm cold in here. Yes. He got it freezing.
I know. Layla's always cold or hot or something. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. I'm really, really good.
Yes, indeed. What did y'all do on our week off, by the way?
All type of stuff.
We took a shower. Oh, my God. We took a shower together.
No lie. We took a shower together
because we did a lookbook. A lot of photo shoots. Yeah. So
did you wash Bree's breasts?
No. See? No.
but she washed my back.
Oh,
because
shit.
We had body paint on, so we had to get the paint off of each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, and it had to happen, and we were freaking cold. Freaking. It was freezing.
It was like 50 degrees.
And do we have any footage of that?
You what the hell? Hell no. No, ain't no footage.
Missed it, bro.
Oh, Lord, I'm feeling like DJ from Hustle and Flow. They with me, but they ain't with me, man. Shit. Because I saw some of the pictures. I'm like, oh, Lord. I can't wait till y'all see some of the pictures, man.
Yeah,
this thing is going to pop
some good
off.
Shots, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Man, so how's everybody in the chat room doing? We're here. We're ready to chop up game. Now, there's breaking news. There's a shooting at the... We're live on YouTube right now. And there's a shooting at the YouTube headquarters in San Bruno, California. Isn't that... Where's that? Central California?
That's like up north by San Francisco.
So Okay. Anybody in the chat room know what's going on? Anybody, how many people have been shot? What's the deal? I'm going to have some of y'all call up to give us some information. 818-850-5404. That is the number, 818-850-5404. There's an active shooter, and from what I understand, it's a woman.
Damn.
The shooter is a woman. She's up there busting.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Is she an employee?
That's what it is.
You don't know.
Disgruntled? Like, yeah. What's happening?
So we're trying to get information now. I'm looking at it.
You see how many people? Is anybody dead?
I'm trying to see. Captain Lanell, now I'm looking at some of the information. Some of the people are being evacuated. They got the area cornered off.
They said
it's a female. They said she's down. The female is down. I'm looking at NBC News. So down, does that mean they didn't kill their ass?
Oh, my God.
Did she get arrested? You know, they use these little code words. All right, but we'll see what's going on. We'll see what's happening with that. Go ahead, Bri.
I just want to know what's your theory on all of the shootings all of a sudden, like, and the whole put the guns down march, and what's you guys' theory? Because I have a very clear theory about what's going on.
Well, my theory is because of, you know, it's really the Trump administration. He has energized a lot of people in the dominant society, because most of these shootings are done by people in the dominant white society, if you look at it. Mm-hmm. And it's like they have been given a green light to do whatever the hell they want to do. And it's like, look, I'm white. I can get a gun and I can just start bussing because I'm disgruntled. I can start bussing on somebody if they get on my nerves. I can start bussing on somebody if I got a bad grade. So it's that taking white privilege to the max. That's what it looks like to me.
But so you don't think it's a tactic to to energize other Americans that are not so a part of the dominant society, just all other Americans to actively and want to give up their guns, because that was what the whole march was for. Guns kill people, and you know, these people with guns kill people, and all of the guns are falling into the hands of the wrong people.
Right.
So they want you to get excited about giving your guns to the government. About disarming us. And people are like, all of this march, okay, I get it, you know, the kids stood up for what they believe in, but it's messed up that they keep shooting up these schools.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you cannot give up, you cannot give up your right to bear arms.
Of course, that's not going to ever happen. These white supremacists are not about to give up. They'll have a civil war in this country before they give up some guns. And I tell people all the time, these little marches or whatever, that's for show. They are never, ever, ever going to have any kind of real gun reform at all, unless it's like with black folks. You know, they have little bullshit laws with us. That's why, you know, we got to have our shit prepared and our shit ready. You dig? But Layla, what's happening in the news? What else is happening out here?
Speaking of guns, this kind of goes with what I was talking about. I don't know if you guys seen yesterday, or it might have been this morning, actually. I think a safari on Angie Martinez's radio show and broke the hell down because he was talking about, like, right before he went on her show, he had got robbed at gunpoint with two gunmen. And he was saying his uncle had just got robbed, shot, and killed. So it was like he was really vulnerable in the state. He was thinking about his mother. But anyway, he got away, and he went on her show and just broke down crying. And I'm kind of mad because people were kind of going in on him. And I love when men can be vulnerable. Yeah. Like, I love that. I don't think there's anything wrong with a man crying. I think that's, like, sexy, actually.
Well, crying, nigga?
I was like, I don't know about sexy, but I do respect it.
No, a big-ass cry. No.
I'm gonna
fuck that nigga.
I'm gonna give it to him. I know.
You're gonna
heal him with your pussy. Good Lord. You like crying? Ladies, do y'all like crying niggas?
Yeah, I mean, not a big ass crybaby.
But he did sound
extremely
sincere. He sounded sincere.
But in a time like that, I think anybody would cry. And if you can, like, let it out, if this is a big ass crybaby, just crying for anything.
I really don't think it was just that alone.
Layla's getting turned on. Layla's getting turned on.
You get on my damn nerves. You always gotta do it. Always.
Oh my God.
No, I think Layla got hot. But
I think it was because of all, because he keeps getting set up. Like, this is not the first time. And then everybody is saying, like, he thinks it's one of his friends. So I think that part, like, having this circle around him and him being the...
Not knowing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Not knowing all
are.
Of these... Exactly.
His uncle just died. Exactly. And he got a lot going on.
Because the thing is about Safari, not like Safari, you know, he's kind of a goofy guy, but he seemed like a cool guy.
He does.
He's just goofy. He seems cool, but he's just goofy. And the thing is, he flosses and fronts too much.
Yeah.
And I know you're trying to be in the entertainment business and you got to do all that old bullshit. But the thing is, you make yourself a target. Because when real street niggas or some thug niggas see that, they be like, oh, I'm gonna get that nigga when I see him.
Right.
You make yourself a mark by carrying yourself like a fuckboy. And I'm not disparaging the dude.
Right.
But just a dude who can't really defend himself and he's flossing to trying to show out. And niggas, okay, wait till I catch this nigga. I'm going to catch him going in the radio station. Right. So you kind of, you put yourself out there like that.
Which sucks because to me, the real fuckboys is the one that's doing the robbery.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, because it's like, that's one thing I can't stand. I can't stand nobody that's a thief.
They got to take what you
have. Yeah, because it's like, get your own shit. I respect hustlers.
Yeah.
Now, you got to do what you got to do. But I can't respect no robber. That's just me.
Yeah. I don't like people robbing cats and all that. You know, and that really, a lot of dudes do that really for bragging rights. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They'll rob cats like that just to brag. Like, hey, man, we caught that nigga slipping and we got him.
So whoopie weak.
Whoop. Yeah.
That's so damn weak.
You know, but I don't carry yourself like that. Don't carry yourself like a dude who's supposed to be robbed. Don't be out here flossing.
To be robbed.
Or if you're going to be out here flossing, carry you some guaranteed goons with you.
That kind of sound like, don't wear them little shorts if you don't want to be raped.
Right.
But you're a dude, you said no, but like women, you said, yeah, women should wear whatever they want. Niggas shouldn't be violating them.
Right.
But dude, you got to carry yourself a certain way.
You think it's because he's from the islands?
Yeah, because he's not really no, you know, thug guy. Right. And people know that.
Right.
They know that. They know he can't really defend himself like that. Because remember, he got chased down by some of Meek Mill's people. Yeah. Remember that? He all running
he
and shit.
He was running. He had his all white on. Like, y'all can't touch me. I'm too clean today.
Yeah, you can't be doing all that, man. You can't be out here flaunting and running from niggas and putting your ding-a-ling on the internet. When you put your ding-a-ling on the internet, niggas going to get you. I'm telling you. The minute you put that ding-a-ling out there on the internet, you fish food out here in the streets, nigga. So you got to chill out with all that. Poor or guy. Have you some moist goons or some shit to scratch your damn, scratch niggas off you or something.
I'm so done with
my
you.
God,
I'm so
dude.
Silly.
But shout out to Safari, man. I hate folks stepping to you like that.
Yeah, I like
See, the
him.
Thing is, like, dudes who on that fuckboy shit or dudes who are kind of goofy or dudes who ain't really built like that, they know, especially like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
He knows how to surround himself around.
That's
some
what I was just
He breaks off money to real goons.
Right. Safari need to get in the gang.
Yeah, I know Safari money might not be as long or whatever, but use some of that fur coat money to get you some real fucking goons.
We should get him on the show, Tariq.
I know. That'll Safari.
I thought you was about to say we should get him a gang. Like, you know people?
Yeah, maybe Tariq can get him some folks. Come on the show.
Lord, Lord. Let me call Free Rick's people. To get him.
He did come with the squad.
Yeah, yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah, Rick came with some certifieds.
So did Nipsey. Nipsey came with some folks,
yes, indeed.
Too.
Yes, indeed. But shout out to Safari, man. I hope that brother is going to be. I would love to have him on the show. Safari, if you're in L.A., give us a holler. We would love to have you on the show. You know who I would love to have on the show? Vivica Fox.
Oh, you keep saying that.
I keep saying that.
Y'all, somebody reach out to Vivica.
Vivica.
Tell her Tariq
wants to see her. Because she got a book out. I want her to talk about that.
Wait a minute. I think I know her manager. I just thought about that.
Hit him up.
This guy tried to talk to me, and I forgot. He told me this was like 3 months ago.
Oh, get
on
it.
I had his number, and I totally forgot because I've been ignoring his texts.
There you go. Your connect. Look at the universe, Tariq.
Yeah, I know.
But I
know.
Forgot all about him. Okay.
Call that nigga. He's going to be like, hey, I remember you. So,
you got
bad?
To do something strange for this change.
I know.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, how bad you want to talk to Vivica?
He done said, this is, what, second or third time sending you out today before we even got been on the
I
air?
Know, Lord. Lord.
Tariq. Oh, my God.
Man, but
today.
I want to talk about her book I'm that's out and all that. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our brother, Ari Spears. He's going to be on. Shout out to Ari. Ari's going to be on in a couple of weeks, so that's going to be fun. There's a lot of folks I want to have on. When Willie D comes out here, I want to have my man Willie D. He's real good and all that good stuff. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Let's keep it going. Talking about the fuckboys.
Oh, Lord.
Fabulous had a horrible weekend.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
He had a horrible weekend, guys.
Man.
But, and the story, it started here, and then it went all the way over here, and
now
it's
going somewhere
else.
What's the latest? I ain't heard the latest.
So, let's talk about why he's in the news.
Right.
So, yeah. She came out and said that he was whooping her ass, right?
Yeah.
Boom. He busted two front teeth out of her mouth.
Yeah.
All this.
Yes,
so, that was the original, you know, accusation. And then TMZ dropped a video of him having an argument with her dad.
I saw that.
Apparently, you guys know what the story behind it
is. So, what's the story? What's the whole
thing? So, apparently, the story is he has the house that they were in front of is his house. And Emily and her kid, their family lives in his house, but he has guns. He owns guns. And she called her dad over to come get the guns out of the house because all of a sudden, on this random day in April, she doesn't feel secure with the guns in the house.
Oh, damn. Mm.
But in the midst, so whoever, someone is recording this clearly
from the house.
Balcony,
right.
Yeah. And then he kind of like jumped at her with the knife, but she's standing there with the phone in his face.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys paid attention to that. She was recording him. Someone was
recording
him from the balcony.
He was like, why are you recording me?
Yeah. So I originally was like, I can't believe Fabulous is a fuckboy. Like, he beating this girl up. It doesn't surprise me because of the way that she acts and the way that she carries herself around him. I can kind of see it. But then it was like, it just don't make sense.
Right.
So
right.
Then her teeth out, though? Really?
No.
Okay.
So then once you go to TMZ and see that, it's like, now what's really going on? It make you dig a little deeper.
Mm.
So now he has been arrested and taken out of his home. I don't know if he's still arrested, but he was taken out of his home, could not go back there, and she was posing in front of the house like a few seconds ago.
Oh, damn.
Literally.
Damn.
A few seconds ago with all her teeth.
So
is this a lie? Is she putting
I don't know if she has been getting her ass whooped and she ready to talk. Now, you know, because it's just like, I don't understand.
That shit is all
any
over
marks
the place.
On her body, though? Bruises? Any evidence
domestic
violence? Or is
there's
just
been no
out?
One to come up with no pictures. Like, nothing
That's
came from
saying.
The police
Did
station.
Did he shake her real hard? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
I don't know. I hope that situation is all right. I hope she's all right. I hope he ain't beating
her
ass.
Yes. But he tweeted the next day, I woke up in Chris Brown's body.
No, he did not.
And I was like, "You, that's too soon.
Too soon.
That's
nigga.
Too
God
soon.
Damn.
Like,
nigga.
You got to give it, let it breathe.
He had Ray J run up on his ass one more time. With the money team, nigga. You don't want the money team. You, when you see them 12 Rolls Royces roll up on your ass,
you
nigga.
Got some you got some trouble.
Oh, my God. Man.
That's crazy, man.
Did y'all see on Watch What Happened Live with Michael Rapaport and Kenya Moore?
Yeah.
Michael suspected white supremacist Rapaport. I don't like that dude. I've never liked him.
He played that role too good.
Yeah, that Remy role in Higher Learning.
A little too good.
You know, me and him are going at it right now on Twitter.
Oh, y'all going at it?
We're going back and forth. He was saying his little slick. She's always saying little slick shit to me. And, you know, people were calling him out. He put up a picture of Kenya Moore, then put up a picture of a damn ape, and then deleted it. He's always doing little slick shit like that.
His wife is black, right?
Yeah, his wife is black. So that's why he thinks he gets a pass.
Right.
He thinks he gets a pass because he hangs around black folks. Uh-huh. He hangs around rappers. He did that Tribe Called Quest documentary. And Tribe don't really fuck with him like that. If you look at the background of that, Q-Tip and those guys were complaining about him because Michael Rapaport was trying to do little slick shit to finesse him behind the scenes. Hmm. They don't really fuck with him like that. Spike clowned him. Spike Lee, he worked with Spike Lee before, and Michael Rapaport was saying some shit how gentrification was good, and Mike and Spike Lee was like, man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You dig? So Michael Rapaport has always been on that bullshit, and he was him and, you know, Kenya, he was trying to snap on Kenya, and she was lighting his ass.
He was
up.
Like, your feet ass. No, yeah, she was lighting him the fuck
up. Kenya got a goddamn quick mouthpiece on her. Man. So she was lighting his ass up, and he started talking about her feet ashy and all this little bullshit. The thing is, you notice people like Michael Rapaport, they don't do that with white actresses. They don't pull that bullshit with white females.
Very true.
All that old, you know, throwing shade and throwing insults at them. They don't do that with them, all that slick talk. But when they get around sisters, especially when the sister's by herself, you're the only black person or the black girl in the room, you know, they feel like they have a green light to just go in. And, you know, Andy's up there laughing and, you know, just having a hoot. But you watch that shit. You watch that shit.
Oh my God,
that's why. And there are Negroes out here trying to defend this Michael Rapaport dude.
No, you know, I almost was one of them because I've never had an issue with Rapaport, right? So, but then, and I was thinking about this on the way over here, and I'm like, you know, it's crazy that you can really take everything and put it in the context clues of the white supremacy.
Yeah.
You and you always take that stance. And I'm thinking like Tariq always take the stance, but then these people, they never take a day off. And that's what they black don't. Folks need to realize. Right. Like they never take a day off. When you think it's not happening, it's still happening. So you have to take that same approach.
Absolutely.
And I literally like came to that conclusion on the way over here. Like that it's insane.
Yeah, because we think, you know, he got a black wife, he's cool. And he's been in a bunch of black movies.
He talk is the same amount of shit about Trump,
yeah,
Bush.
And that's another thing. Just because they're talking about another white supremacist don't mean that they're not
exactly.
One.
Right. But it'll pull the wool over your eyes, won't it?
It really will. And we gotta stop falling for that bullshit because just because they're cool with you, that doesn't mean they want to change the system of white supremacy. Meaning the privileges and the benefits are going to stop going to them and go to us because they will get right on the white supremacist code. If y'all study Michael Rapaport, he's been a consistent suspected white supremacist. He's always done little slick ass shit, always. And I don't give a fuck about people with that yo-yo word to your mother bullshit. That's a red flag to me right there. I'm like, just talk white, nigga.
Right.
I don't want to hear all that bullshit. Right. Especially with white women. White women go, catch me outside. How about that? Oh, let's get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah.
But those are
forced.
It's so forced. Those would be the main ones snitching. And the minute the police come around, all of a sudden they sign white again. You dig? So I'm not impressed by that at all. Anyway, what's happening out here, Layla? What else is going on?
Black China out here fighting this Sis Flaz Magic Mountain.
What the fuck is going on with Black China?
This is some ratchet ass shit. Okay.
Is it really ratchet, though?
The situation is ratchet. Her reaction was not ratchet because I don't want nobody touching my kid either. So let me.
What happened?
Okay, let me. I want Tariq to answer this about Mattel.
She was at Six Flags Magic Mountain with her baby and the nanny and everything. And so I guess she was walking a little bit ahead. And so this girl came over and was like, oh, the baby's so cute, to the nanny. So she didn't really realize it was Black China's daughter because there was like a distance in between. So I guess when she came up and like, I don't know if she touched the baby or whatever, Black China seen her. First she's like, oh, the baby's cute. And then she can't touch the baby. And then Black China seen her and went, like, came over, was like, don't touch my child and all that. But I heard that the girl, she went on like TMZ Live or something, and she was talking about how, oh, she looked, first of all, she looked, let me know what that she looked, but she looked crazy.
Oh, damn.
But anyway, we heard a little pony, she had a little struggle ponytail.
Oh, shit.
She was like, yes, I just touching the baby. But yeah, she looks, I don't know.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway, so it was crazy
hold on,
because.
Who the hell is this? Hold on. So this thick ass Latina coming in here. Who is this? Hold on. Who is this? Oh, hold on a second. Somebody in my office. Hold
no,
on.
No,
we're trying to see what's up. When folks come in
me,
here
we ready.
Unannounced, we got to see what's popping.
We ready.
Yeah, always. Put on a chair right over my head.
Oh, I put this whole thing.
You did?
And I do weapons. I can't fight, so I do weapons. Yeah. I pick up shit and I go in. I do not fight fair.
Yeah. She's still in there.
Yeah, she's still
in there. Okay. All right. We're ready. So the girl was like, yeah, she touched the baby.
Yeah, but this is the kicker. So she didn't fight Black China. According to the girl, she said her Black China's 18-year-old. You know she's dating an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Boyfriend jumped in and start fighting her.
The girl.
The girl looks 18 herself.
Okay.
So it's two teenagers fighting.
Fighting, Lord. Well, so Black China's out there like a PTA mom,
okay,
breaking up fights,
grabbing the damn kid's stroller.
It was like a little big wheel she picked up or some shit,
yeah,
and slung it.
She broke definitely could have handled that fight. Situation better.
How old is she, by the way?
How old is Black China, family?
She has to be 30, right?
30, she gotta be.
Yeah, at least 30.
And she's
or 30
dating an 18-year-old.
Man.
What in the world?
Man,
that was some
weird.
Ratchet shenanigans.
That's,
yeah, so they got into a fight. I don't know, but the weird thing is nobody has video of this supposed fight between Black China's man and the girl. That's
it's
the weird
just
part.
Black China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So.
But she gave Rob some ammo to go to court.
Yeah,
with.
Man.
Because there's no other video to prove why she acted like that.
Yeah,
he
just,
has ammo now.
They just got her with the big diaper booty out there picking up some shit.
But Rob is kind of like, oh, I don't like the way, you know, she's acting with my daughter. But the thing is, she was defending your daughter, in my opinion. What do you think, Tariq?
But the thing is, you know, Rob can flip that.
Yeah,
you know,
and can, like he, she been doing to him.
Yeah, he can flip that. He can, you know, show the videos of her with dudes and the little bootleg sex tapes. And she can show, Rob can also show videos of her cokehead mom on the internet looking and sounding crazy. And he can be like, well, that's the kind of environment my daughter's in. So they don't. Some people don't know how to sit down and shut the fuck up. That's all they need to do.
Right.
You got the bag.
Her
just
and her mom.
Shut up. Her and her mom just doing nigga
shit. Wait, Rob is paying her $20,000 a month. Y'all do know that,
man.
$20,000, and then he was like, "Why am I paying her $20,000 when she makes more money than me?"
That's what he said.
Damn.
Did he put it out there like that?
Yes, he did. He said she got more money than me, so why am I paying her $20,000 a month?
Man,
that's crazy, right?
Man. People were clowning her. So y'all see her little bootleg sex tape.
People were saying how bad it was.
Oh, it's horrible.
Her booty couldn't even move.
No. That wasn't the real one. That's another one. There's another girl
another
who kind of looked like
one.
Her. There's another one. She's sucking some dude. And
the skinny one. Or somebody else.
Yeah, it's a skinny dude putting it down on.
Yeah, but that her skills. I mean, she
acted
like she was getting her cavities pulled out or some shit the way she was sucking a dick.
And
it was horrible.
Amber defended her.
What did Amber say?
She was like, if you think that Black China can, my friend, cannot suck, you have another thought coming.
Well,
oh,
I have
God,
another damn thought, because that bitch wasn't sucking for shit. It was horrible.
Wait.
But how would Amber know? Like,
I know. How
know?
Would Amber know? I know.
I don't know.
Why
I
is
don't
she
know.
Coming out defending a dick suck? This is sheer.
I know, but it's Amber, though.
Because look at the line of work they in.
Yeah.
I would not give a damn. I'm like, whatever. Like,
girl, bye. She's like, don't take away from my friend.
I know.
Oh,
she's
God.
Sucking dick like she's eating broccoli and shit, like eating vegetables she didn't want to eat. What kind of dick sucking is that? That's horrible.
Maybe she was at her dick limit for the dick suck limit for the day.
That's
like extra.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Lord,
broccoli
Lord.
She didn't
man,
like.
She's horrible. But more power to them. Bree, what else is happening out here?
So have you guys heard of Tyrone Hankerson?
Yes, that nigga.
My man finessed.
Sounds familiar.
$429,000 of financial aid money at the Howard University.
That nigga was
finesse God, okay?
And the nigga was flossing heavy.
Flossed out.
This nigga had burlap Prada jeans. That nigga had
Gucci bags. Fur coats, BMWs.
This is a college student. This nigga's all up in France eating croissants.
Yep.
That nigga was the floss god.
He is the floss
finesse. How did he do it, though? What was his secret?
He was employed at the financial aid office.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, I knew somebody that did that. No I knew way. A guy in Chicago that did that, but he did it in the Chicago public school system.
Oh, damn.
And, like, for the longest, everybody, like, I think he was, like, a principal or assistant principal, but he had so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody used to just be like, damn, he making I want to be a principal.
Keep it on the low.
And he was finessing. No, ignorant. He got caught.
Of course. How you get caught? All that flossing. Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. See,
white people don't do that.
Yeah,
they don't. They still do the same thing now.
Posting status, say they another semester down, another bag secured. Moving right along.
What?
He is the finesse guy. Somebody need to give him an award.
Yeah. That's why it's all low key. Can't be mad at this nigga.
I'm not.
But I am because you finesse them other folks. Don't you know? Because I know he's finessing black folks who need the money.
Right.
You know, that's not my only thing.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know, this is how they need it. Because people got turned away. They couldn't get their student loan money. So some people couldn't go to school. Because this nigga, you eating ramen noodles and this nigga's eating filet mignon on Instagram and shit with Gucci bag with sauce on it.
That's crazy. I didn't know he was stopping people from getting
money. Yeah. People would try to get money. They'd be like, well, we don't have any more funds to allocate towards you. Watch your head for the butterfly. Doors because my Lambo might hurt you, but we won't have no more money. It was that type of shit.
He the GOAT.
Man,
you gotta give it to him.
Man. Somebody said Bree sound like a gold digger. Lord. people called you a gold digger before, Bree?
No, I'm the very opposite of a gold digger. Very, very opposite.
So broke niggas holla.
No. Tariq.
That's a
broke nigga stay away.
No,
I'm not a gold digger though.
That doesn't mean that you don't want somebody that's financially stable.
Exactly. That's not, it's not, yeah, I don't lead with it though. Like, I'm not gonna go fuck with a nigga that I wouldn't normally fuck with because he has money. That's the difference.
If you have, you have goals too. Like, I'm more about, like, I'll give a guy a chance even if he doesn't have any. I don't care about the money. It's more of like, where are you going with your life?
Goals, right, passion, goals. Drive.
I can see potential in people. So.
That kind of reminds me of the new Tyler Perry movie. Have y'all seen
Acrimony?
That? Acrimony. No, have you seen it?
I
have
not seen it.
Yeah, it was good until the end. And I'm gonna give some spoilers. Fuck it.
Moves.
Yeah, I'm one of Layla's moves. You just telling, you know, Sixth Sense. It was a ghost, and it wasn't really a ghost. It was like, Layla be just telling all the shit. But the movie, it was good until the end. It's a pretty good movie. It's about Taraji. She met this dude, and he was struggling, and he was trying to get this battery thing and trying to sell it to a company. And, you know, he's borrowing money from her and she's going into debt and she had to refinance her mama's house. So, I mean, this dude was like, I promise you, I'm going to try to get this thing. And, you know, and they got divorced. And then the dude sells this battery and blew the fuck up. Got like hundreds of millions of dollars.
After
they got divorced. Yeah. So then she started going crazy. He stopped fucking this other chick. It's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, it was good, and then it got to the end, and this, you know, Taraji's walking around with an axe and a knife and a gun. It turns into some, like, Friday the
13th.
Mad
Black
Woman.
She snapped,
and she's trying to chop motherfuckers up on a boat.
It got
crazy as fuck at the end.
She
man.
Said they shot it in 8 days.
Yeah, they shot it fast.
Wait
you
a
can
minute.
Tell they
you,
shot it fast because
I was like, I was hoping she didn't say. I was wishing she wouldn't have said that.
Wait, the whole movie was in
eight days.
They shot the entire movie
in 8 days,
and her part in 3.
Oh wow,
that's what she's like.
Wow. Because I'm looking at some of the scenes, and they got like a green screen. You can tell like it's a fake background. They're supposed to be in like
Tyler Perry. Get on my damn nerves.
I'm looking at why in the fuck are they using a green screen? Because I guess they didn't want to go to the actual city and film.
You can tell it was a green screen
because, you know, they walk in and there's leaves and shit in the back and the chick's weave ain't moving. I'm like, why is this weave not moving and all this wind?
I hate you for paying attention to detail.
I'm looking at the details.
But I would have did the same thing.
Movie, you know,
I'm looking like, her wig is not moving whatsoever. And in the trees and the shit all in the background, I'm like, that's a green screen. So I'm like, Tyler really cut corners on this
one.
He shot everything in his studio. What he does. He'll shoot everything. That's why he shoots it so fast. He just shoots everything on the lot and just knocks it on out.
They opened up in $1 million the first weekend.
How much money did they take to make it?
Probably nothing. No, 8 days in his own studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, $1 million on
the
weekend?
He did that with his change.
Yeah, man. That's chump change.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that big on the first opening weekend, though.
Yeah.
Man.
But Taraji, she draws.
Pull him in.
Yeah, I like her. I like Taraji.
I want to see it now.
Yeah, you
got to
see it.
I like a little scary movie.
Yeah, yeah. The end is a little janky, but I say go
now
see
you,
it.
Now I can't wait to get to the end.
Me too. I'll be like, damn, where the end coming?
My God.
Where the exit?
Man. But anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening? Let me check.
Layla, look at Layla. Stalling.
Look at what's going
stalling.
On.
Stalling. No. Okay, let's see.
Aren't we taking calls today?
Y'all ass got to be prepared.
No, I got a little bit somewhere. Why are we looking for a call,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and phone number is 818-850-5404, 818-850-5404. Go ahead, Layla.
This is actually happy news for me because I've been kind of waiting on this, but I still think we have to keep an eye on this. But Lil Wayne and Birdman, you know, their whole feud where Birdman owes Lil Wayne hella bread.
Right.
For all, you know, everything he's done. That's why you guys haven't really seen Lil Wayne doing anything. You know what I mean? Because he's still under contract with Birdman. If Birdman don't want to put it out, guess what? He ain't got to.
Right.
So that's why he's not doing anything. So he went on an interview and he was basically saying that him and Lil Wayne, they finally like are talking again because it was weird for them because Lil Wayne is the godfather of his kids.
Right, of course.
So he was like, he would still talk to my kids every day, but we wouldn't talk. But now we're on a really good page. I feel blessed for him now that we're, you know, on the same page, but really you owe him the money. So I'm glad that he's.
Yeah, I'm glad they got
they're
that
back
together.
So
what's up? Who's calling?
They talking.
Hello? I can hear you. Hello.
¿Cómo te llama?
Hi.
Come on, brother. Say something.
Hola.
She said hola.
Okay. This nigga phone is janky. Okay. All right, y'all call back up without the janky phone. Let's try this one. All right, here we go.
To talk.
All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother? What's your name?
My name is Tresfe.
Tresfe, how you doing, Tresfe? Where you calling from?
Calling out of Silver Spring, Maryland.
How you doing? What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I had a question. I tried to ask you it before. If I see like a bed wench getting beat up in public, should I help her or should I just stay out of it?
Oh, so if you see a bed wench getting beat up in public, now how would you know she is a bed wench?
Well, okay, so if she's with a white guy, and you just know the white guy is beating her up, and they're talking. You can kind of like tell from the conversation if they're dating or not, if they're arguing and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you can. I don't know. Now I would. Now if I'm seeing a sister get beat up, just a random sister, and I'm out, and I've had situations like this before. A couple of situations where I've seen some non-black dude or white dude jumping on a sister, and I just stepped in and I'm like, no, that ain't gonna happen. And, you know, I don't know if she might be a bed wench or not. I don't know what the situation is, but if I'm out and I see that some non-black dude, even a black dude, I'm not gonna let no dude, you know, jump on a woman, period, like that, out in public like that. But especially a dude who's not black, a white dude jumping on somebody, a sister. No, yeah, I'm just going to go in and see what's going on with that and chill out on that. Because people in the dominant society, they will do that. Like if a white woman is known for dating black dudes, even though they might not like her for doing that, if a black dude is harming her, they're going to step in.
Yeah.
They will step. Just look at the OJ situation. You understand? Nicole Simpson was out of fucking brothers left and right. But when OJ, they said OJ killed her, which he didn't, by the way. But they all got on code. Now, all of a sudden, they lifted her up and said, okay, she's a delicate, fragile flower who was beaten and brutalized by this big black brute. So they got on code with that. You understand? So they know how to get on code as far as that. And I get on code, too. Now, if it's like, you know, a severe first degree bed wench, You know what I'm saying? If it's a first degree bad wench, who's like, you know, has a history of anti-black hatred, now that's something else. You understand? And that's something completely different.
How you gonna find all that out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why if it's a known bed wench, like Crystal Carazin or somebody like that. You know,
someone like her. Yeah.
So you see her getting her ass whooped, you're gonna keep it moving.
Nigga, I'm gonna be like, is that a Krispy Kreme over there? Is the Krispy Kreme light on? Hot donuts, huh? I'm gonna keep it pushing. Dude, it becomes somebody like her. Because they'll keep it pushing to me if somebody's whooping my ass. Right. They'll throw a stick in there for them to keep on whooping me. You dig? So somebody like that, no. But if it's a random person, I would step in and see what's happening. But thank you for the call, brother.
First, second, third degree.
Yes, indeed.
I'm glad you gave the right advice.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know about that last.
Yeah. If it's a known bedwinch, I'm not helping no known fucking bedwinch. Just like, for example, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you.
If you saw somebody do a hit and run on Jesse Lee Peterson, would you get the license plate, Bree, and report it to the authorities?
You already know my answer.
I'm going to go tell him that God is already taking care of it. If you would just let go of the pain, you have to let it go to be able to move. These people, they not coming for you.
So you would let Jesse Lee just lay there on the ground. You wouldn't help Jesse get justice.
I'm going to give him a good word like he giving us. Like he came up here and gave us a good word about.
Or maybe.
About still hating the white
good,
man.
Maybe the good white man. We'll get
the that's what I'm doing. The white man will come help you. Give it a second. Go ahead and lay down.
Exactly. So the same thing.
I get it now.
With first degree
bed
wench. Yes. In the same now. You see that? I'm the same way with a first degree bed wench.
I got you.
First degree. Like, because if I see a hit and run on Sheriff Clark, and they run that nigga over, I'm going to help pay for the gas. Like, look, you need some more. I fill your tank up, nigga. You might need to back up on this nigga. Anyway, let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what up, T? What's going on with yourself, Rick?
What's going on, player? Who's this?
This is Del Monte Green Beans, a.k.a. DeMond out of Kansas City.
Del Monte Green Beans. Boy, that's an old school player name right there.
Well, I know it. Hey, that's a real nickname. That's my name on Instagram and all that, but that's a real nickname.
I love
shout
it.
Out, trying to shout out his Instagram with
the
love.
I know. What's your gram? What's Del Monte?
Put your gram
I love
out
that.
There.
I love that name. That's the player fucking name, nigga. I can hear you spitting that at a woman at the club. Is that what?
Is that Ladybug in the background talking crazy?
Oh, he know you.
Ladybug? Who's
is that your nickname?
Wait, why gotta be me? Why can't it be Bree?
Because you look like a Ladybug.
Who's Ladybug? Bree or Layla?
Layla?
Oh, yeah, he know you. Like, she always trying to hide. Like, people don't know who she is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, what's
Bree?
What's Bree's?
This is the guy at the video shoot. You're the guy at the video shoot.
I ain't gave Bree a nickname or nothing like that.
Wait, you're the guy from Tariq's Time video shoot, right? Remember the guy came up to me at the video shoot?
No.
Are you him? Or did you go to Tariq's video shoot? Hello?
Nah, I ain't going to
Okay, never mind. This other guy called me Ladybug, too. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
At the video shoot.
I called you, lady. I called in on your show last time with your homegirl from the Jack.
Oh, Brandy. That's where I got that from. Okay, I got you.
Now, what's Bree's nickname? What's Bree's nickname?
I ain't gave Bree no nickname yet, but Bree, that's my baby right there. That's my baby right there.
Hey, right. Del Monte.
That's a real rider right there. Would that's a real rider. I already know Bree.
Oh, shit.
Bree.
He know you.
Bree.
I like
Bree because I think Bree. If you was with Bree and Bree was your chick, and you was in a situation, Bree would knuckle up right with you.
Right there.
You saying Layla wouldn't? You saying Layla let you get your shit fucked up? Is that what you saying?
Yeah, what would I do?
Say what?
What would I do if you got in some shit?
I said, you saying that Layla ain't no rider?
I don't know. I haven't really. I've seen when she flashed on Sarah, so I know that she'll have a little bit of, she'll have a little bump to her. But the only thing and Layla is fine as hell. She's really pretty. But
she all right.
I'm a real tall dude. She real pretty. My speed.
You know what?
My speed is Bree.
Okay.
My speed is Bree. You know what I'm saying? I'm a light skinned dude. I'm a light skinned dude, but I like dark skinned women.
Oh shit, she's not that dark, but we'll put her in the sun for you and get her nice and chocolatey.
Bree, she gonna have to have a real dude because she gonna be hard to handle because she gonna try to test you here and there.
So you that real dude? Are you that real dude? Right?
He know though.
Wait, what city is he in?
I ain't saying that.
I don't give a fuck about jail. You think I ain't did jail time? I did jail time. I don't give a fuck about all that. That don't scare me.
I can't blow my own horn like that. I can't do that. But Bree.
What in the world?
But Bree out there in that California, she ain't gonna. Either she gonna fuck with one of them gang niggas or something like that, or she ain't gonna find no nigga that's up to her type on her mold. Like
where are you from? Where are you from again?
Come back to this Midwest.
All right, brother. Give her your PayPal and let's see if it's real. Thank you, brother. Shit.
You my Cash App.
I wanted to ask you something though, Tariq. I had to ask you something. Man. I kind of got off sidetracked and everything. But I appreciate the ladies and everything. You picked a good roster.
Yes, okay, indeed.
But I want to tell you, I want to ask you something, man.
Go ahead.
I'm at an age, you know what I'm saying? I've been around the country. I traveled. I've been overseas a couple of times, the military and all that. I've traveled around. Now I'm back where I started. And I'm getting at an age now. I got two children with another female. It didn't work out.
How old are your children?
They 10 and 11. They about to be 11 and 12.
Okay, you had them back to back.
Nice, strong young men. I send them the bread. I do what I do, but I can't live where they live. I couldn't.
Brother, email me. Email me, brother. Shit. Brother, you got to email me. You're going on and on. My God, brother, I don't need to know the whole family tree. Well, first of all, when my ancestors came over in the slave ship, they grew up in Virginia, and they picked indigo and cotton, and they were sold to Frederick Douglass because I'm a descendant of Frederick
He broke it down to the nearest
This
ten,
brother
okay?
was breaking This brother start going into the descendants. My God.
Lord,
brother,
have mercy.
Brother, you got to get to the point. Oh, my God. Let's try to get. Well, okay. That might be here from another number. It sounds like a light skinned nigga number. It should end with 3 5s. That's a light skinned me choosing their number. I like my number that end with 3 5s. Please.
Oh shit!
Oh my God! Okay, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets, dear?
Okay. Damn.
What happened, Bree?
Okay, I don't know if you guys saw this. If you are on the social media at all, at some point in the last 2 days, a guy got shot in the head by mistake on social media, on Facebook Live. The guy's name ended up being Devin Holmes.
I heard about this.
You never saw it. I have the video.
Yeah.
That he was in the car with a woman and another male. The woman was in the driver's seat and she was talking shit. Apparently, what it looks like to me is they were sitting around waiting on somebody to pull up. She was about to fight somebody. That's what it seemed like. They were like, "You ain't gonna come," all in the video. "Yeah, you ain't gonna come up here." So she got the gun, thinking that it's not loaded or that the clip is in there or whatever, however it goes. And she playing with it and pointing it, and the guy that's in a passenger seat is like, "Put the gun down. Like, I don't play with shit like that. Like, put that down. You gonna mess around and shoot somebody." And as soon as he says that, she pops him in the head by mistake.
Shit, man.
And he sits there and he falls to the side and his head is leaking on live. And the girl jumps out the car and the guy in the back seat jumps out the car. So apparently they called, you know, who they need to call, got the ambulance up there, and he was reportedly dead. TMZ originally reported him dead, but they said his family is saying like he's responding, you know, physically. He's moving his hands and stuff. He can move his eyes back and forth. So
damn,
he's coming back. But
that's so frivolous.
Ratchet ass. Wannabe hood.
Wannabe
get. It just she was 25.
And black folks, this is why we got to watch who we hang around.
Yes.
When people who just on some stupid shit, just being around them, even if you ain't doing no stupid shit, you get caught up and you can be a victim of random, frivolous, stupid shit.
Literally.
Man, I hope that brother recovers.
Wait, is she arrested or anything for the accident?
She did get arrested, but she also said that it was an accident. So they are reviewing the video to make sure, because of course, it his family is like, it looks like it was set up.
Wait,
it
don't she's still in jail or she get out for bail?
It just literally just happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What city was this in? Chicago?
It wasn't. Why would you say what? Chicago?
I don't know. For some reason, city. I thought it was Chicago.
He's like, a lot of shit happens out there.
Damn, it just said.
People in the chat room, what city was it
Indiana?
In?
Indiana?
No, I think it was Texas.
Okay.
It was Texas. It was Texas. Texas. I remember. Yeah,
it was Texas. It was $25,000 bail. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Texas.
Yeah.
It was in Houston. Somebody said it. Yeah, okay. She's it out on. It's $2,500 bail. Is it okay?
Dang, shit.
She made bail. Damn. Who got that ratchet out?
$2,500 because you only have to pay like 10% of that. What does she pay? Right. What is that? A couple thousand.
Yeah, but then like, what if it really
$200?
What if it really was an accident? Like, wow. Dude, how
it probably was an accident, but the thing is, they playing around with a damn gun. Who was the gun registered to?
Right,
exactly. You dig all of that? Yeah,
yeah. I want to see what the charges they're gonna put on her,
right?
I don't know, but I don't play with folks, and guns. Here's the video to read,
Oh, Lord,
let me see. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the video.
Oh, man, let hold on, looking at and I hate to see violence like that. Okay.
No, it's not, because it happens so fast. It don't even look like it's happening.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the chick. She's pointing the gun, and the dude is like, "Get that shit away from here." Oh, well, hold on. Why is she pointing it? Why would you don't ever point it? Oh, damn.
Did you see it?
I see it. Damn.
Man.
Yeah,
that
I
shit
see
blew
it.
My mind. I saw that.
That's
wow.
How is that still online?
Yeah. Like, they've been scrubbing it, but
you can find it
on certain sites.
Yeah.
Damn, that shit is gruesome.
Have y'all seen this video? This is a white lady up in Nevada.
Oh, yes.
Y'all see? I posted it on my Instagram. There's several videos of this white supremacist female who's just going around antagonizing black people.
Yep. Oh my God, I seen that.
She was at the mall. Going, you black with blonde hair, just randomly starting shit with black people.
Did you see when they whooped her ass in the cell phone store?
That's a different lady.
You know, Layla's on a rampage.
What's a lot of them out there?
Yeah, I know.
They on a rampage.
Yeah, that's a whole different city. But this same woman, she also worked for Uber Eats.
Yep,
and went to some black lady's house and some black girl's house and just threw the food on the floor. They were like, "Hey, this lady threw the food on the floor." And she was like, "Well, you don't want the food," and threw it down again.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
So this woman has a real big problem with black folks. She's trying to antagonize people so they can whoop her ass, and then she'll act like a victim.
Right.
And then get online and try to get some money or something. Mm. But
It's
going to happen. She's going to catch the right one.
Yeah, she's going to catch some hands.
Yeah, somebody.
Because people ain't playing with
her. Yeah, her name is Amy Byrne. That's her name. I put up all her information because she's been arrested before. I found out all her fucking information.
I had
all the receipts on her ass. And on she's saying a bunch of shit on racist shit on Facebook. And that's the thing. These white supremacist females are getting bold. Mm-hmm. That one in that shop, in that phone shop, she tried to talk pop off slick to these sisters, talking about these black bitches don't know how. And the sister put the damn Wakanda hands on her ass.
Yeah, they turned around and
You dig? But the phone number is 818-850-5404. We're about to be up out of here, y'all, because I got a lot of stuff to do.
We won't be here next week, right?
We're not going to be here next week, but we'll be here the week after.
Tariq is a pop star, guys.
Tariq's a pop star. Yes. That's why we're going to be here.
Oh, Lord.
He's going to, you know.
Yes, I got to go. I'm going to be in Hawaii, actually. I'm finishing up on the Mink Slide album.
Kanye.
Yeah. Low-key. So, Hawaii, you got to go there to concentrate. That's why a lot of people go there to do music and do projects. You know, it's the energy. Helps you get stuff completed and helps you concentrate. So we got to get that popping because I want to get the album out by summer. So when we hit up the road and we go out here traveling, I can have all that stuff ready to promote and all that good stuff. And I'm going to have these young ladies in the video again.
Wait, how about you shoot the video in Hawaii? Mm-mm. I'll be there.
No, we don't shoot that. We got to
finesse. This is the finesse guy right here.
I know.
Shoot in Hawaii. Vegas, maybe.
Man. Anyway, what y'all doing this weekend?
What am I doing? Actually, normally I have something planned, play it by ear. Nothing really. Not that I can think of.
There not no hot men's on the menu?
We don't tell my business. I might have one or two.
The people call up and tell your business.
I know.
I might have one or two in town, you know.
And Bree, any hot men's on the menu?
I do have something to do this weekend, but I will not be telling you guys
about
it.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
But we're
going to have to find out through the streets.
No, you ain't going to find nothing out, okay? I keep my shit under wraps.
Wait, can I give a shout out after you? I need to get a shout out.
Who you want to shout out?
I want to get a shout out to my friend. She just got a job at a big... my friend Jaleesa, she got a big job at a, what is it called? Gossip Exposed, and she just wanted me to say that.
Jaleesa from BT?
No. Hell it's another no. Jaleesa.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Congrats, Jaleesa.
Thanks. I'm sorry, that was so random, but I was going to forget. I know. You know I'm random as hell, though.
I know a few. How's Jaleesa look?
Look well, you don't know her.
He know everybody.
You don't know her.
She does broadcasting, though, right?
She's a writer.
Okay.
More like a writer. Okay. Know. Sorry, Bri.
No, it's cool. I want to give a shout out to comedian Lil Rel. I went to his, he's Fox Gay This Man a Show.
Oh, damn.
Well, they piloted, you know, he did a pilot for his own sitcom. And when I tell y'all, he got Just Hilarious off of Instagram. He also got DC Young Fly, who came from Instagram and did Wildin' Out. He also has Sinbad.
Oh, damn. Love Sinbad's
it.
Back in the game.
Sinbad That's is back I in the said. Game. And I'm telling y'all, it is so good. It's basically... I feel like he's about to take the lane that Martin was in. You know, that lane that no one has filled in all of these years.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Very good content. Sinbad came in and put it down. The newcomers, the IG babies, they did what they needed to do. Everything they was doing it in one take. Oh, I'm telling y'all, it's about to be for
That's
real.
Dope.
So shout out to comedian Lil Rel from the Crib. He from Chicago, y'all. Yeah. Y'all
Very
support
funny,
that man. Yes. People out here doing big things.
Yes, That's indeed. Where can they find y'all on Instagram? Speaking of the gram.
You can find me at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And where can you find Bri?
She spelled her name wrong.
That's Wait.
L-A-I-L-A-L-O-P-E-Z.
Girl, I'm all over the place today. Okay, Lord. So MSLAILA. We have to spell out MSLAILALOPEZ. And look out for me and Bree's lookbook.
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, y'all got to come tell us if you want some sneak peeks. Because we got some sneak peeks.
Oh, Lord.
We got some sneak.
Y'all going to like it.
Yes, indeed.
We got some behind the scenes. But you can catch me on IG at It's Bri Small. It's exactly how it's spelled. It's spelled the way I said it.
Yes, indeed. Y'all catch me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Ladies and gentlemen, and you guys go to minkslide.com to get the brand new Mink Slide t-shirts, minkslide.com, and we will talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.